Item number 7, Casa Cendra. Casa Cendra is another architectonic example of modernism in Vinaroz. Built at the beginning of the 20th century in accordance with the style at that time, it belonged to the Cendra family. Iron of an iron foundry and invention patents awarded prizes in exhibitions in Paris, Rome, Zaragoza, Brussels, and Barcelona, among others. The metallurgic industry had special relevance in the city's economy due to the large number of families that focused their activities on iron mining, the making of carts, ships, and vessels, as well as the demand for barrels for the wine sector boosted metal production. Railway construction in 1867 and the use of iron in architecture, for example the municipal market, also contributed to promoting the iron and steel industry in Vinaroz. This impressive building, located in Hovilar Square, known as Xavier Square in the years before the restoration, has a lower floor and three stories. This is a structure that appears again and again in the modern buildings of the city. The lower floors of Casa Cendra underwent substantial modification when they were adapted for its current commercial use. The facade was also partially changed during restoration when modern frames were eliminated from the windows and upper pediment. The facade, symmetric and with straight lines, is only changed in shape by the rounded lintelled windows and balconies. The balance is highlighted by tiles and ceiling rosettes arranged in vertical lines that delineate the facade. Moldings mimicking musical items such as harps, clavichords and scores and heraldic ceiling rosettes over lintels and balconies complete the floral decoration of the yellow facade. The balconies have rich casting railings with drawings of small flower bundles. All these elements are typical resources of modernism, a middle-class art with a clear decorative trend that tried to integrate all arts in architecture. Towards the ocean and a few feet ahead, we find the centric Socorro Street. There, in number 40, we stop to observe the building's facade, known as Casa Barón de Hervés.